anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorit is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorit. Anything and everything with Dorit is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorit.
This episode is brought to you by Pop Express Carriers for when you need your freight on time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 2019. I hope you had a very Merry Christmas and that your new year is starting out right. We were blessed this year. We weren't expecting my husband to make it home for Christmas, but he did. As you know, he is an owner-operator driver. And he is one of the hardest working men I know. He is always on the go. We learned last minute that he would be in and threw a last minute get together with his sis and her partner and a few of the grandbabies for Christmas Eve. Then for Christmas Day, we had a beautiful lunch at Louie's and a dinner with my daughter Tiffany and my son Michael's families. Then off went G-Pop back to work the day after Christmas. Every year, once the grandbabies get out of school, they love to come spend a week or so with me, and I have a lot of them. It keeps me busy and gives them time to spend with their cousins at Graham's house. For New Year's Eve, we all went to my son Jonathan's home and had a feast. Then they popped fireworks. I have to tell you, it's getting harder to stay up so late. If I wouldn't have had a Coke Icy, I never would have made it. I spent the next day recuperating while they entertained each other. We have spent a lot of time in the studio. They have been teaching me how to play Roblox and Jailbreak. I have learned I am not as coordinated with video games as I used to be. I need to get me a good joystick. I also learned that to have a screen name, you must be creative, because everything I tried to come up with was taken. So I was able to take all of the first initials of my grandbaby's names and rearrange them to Madam J. Shugs. So if you ever see me on Roblox, which isn't often, say hi to Madam J. Shugs. Today is the last day they are all here. Tomorrow, most of them return to school. I will have Devin till Sunday, since his school returns Monday. I feel so blessed to have the grandbabies whenever I can. If it weren't for my wonderful husband working so hard, I wouldn't have the freedom to do all that I am blessed with right now. So I hope you had as great a start to 2019 as we did. Since we are still in the Epiphany, also known as the 12 Days of Christmas, I thought it would be great to discuss how that song came to be. It's just a legend, but it's a wonderful way of looking at the song. I know I'll never look at it as a silly Christmas song again. The 12th day after Christmas, January 6th, was chosen as the day to honor the visit of the wise men to Jesus. It is called the Epiphany. In ancient times, the 12 days between Christmas and the Epiphany were full of festivals. On the 12th night, there was a large party. There is a legend that the song was written during the 16th century when the Church of England forbade all religious teachings that were not in alignment with their own. So the song disguises the true meanings behind the symbols so that people could teach their children in secret. Each of the items in the song symbolizes something of significance. While the truth of this legend has not been proven, it is an interesting and delightful interpretation. The true love in the song represents God, who is the giver of all gifts. The partridge in a pear tree symbolizes the greatest gift of all, Christ dying for us on a cross made from a tree. The two turtle doves were the Old and New Testaments. They could also represent the doves Mary and Joseph gave to the temple when Jesus was born. The three French hens are faith, hope, and love, the three gifts of the Spirit that abide. They could also represent the three gifts from the wise men: frankincense, myrrh, and gold. The four calling birds are a symbol of the four Gospels which sing the song of salvation through Jesus Christ. The five golden rings symbolize the first five books of the Old Testament, also called the Book of Moses. The six geese laying, they represented the 6 days of creation portrayed in Genesis. The seven swans a swimming were the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Like a swan, you grow more beautiful as you grow in them. The eight maids of milking are the eight Beatitudes. Just as milk helps you grow strong, the Beatitudes strengthen your spirit. The nine ladies dancing, they are the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. They bring you joy and make you want to dance. The 10 lords of leaping represent the 10 commandments. Lords were meant to be honored and obeyed, just as the commandments should be. The 11 pipers piping symbolize the 11 faithful disciples. When a piper played music, people followed him around, just as Jesus is meant to be followed. And the 12 drummers drumming, they're the 12 points of the Apostles' Creed. I hope you enjoyed listening to this legend. And when you sing the 12 Days of Christmas, you have a whole new meaning to the song. And I would like to end with a New Year prayer. Let's begin 2019 with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that as you bring us into 2019, you keep us and guide us, not by shielding us from all sorrows or pain, but by giving us strength to handle whatever comes our way, not by showing us the easy path to take, but by giving us the strength to travel any path, not by keeping us from hardships, but by taking our fears, our hearts, so that we can move forward through them. Not by making our life always pleasant, but by showing us when people and their causes need you most, that we see you are there with God's love, peace, hope, and joy for all through the next year. In Jesus' name, amen. And from everyone at Your Own Production, we wish you a very safe and happy new year. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. And God bless.